This is our number
10. It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome. Fastest 15. I got a lot to get to. I got to lighten things up after all the horrific news of the weekend. And because my reality this weekend was markedly different. Somebody I know spent the weekend at John Curley's house. Didn't you, Nicole?
Yeah, well, I stayed at the cabin after Brandy, Cruz, and I went out in the Cleellum. We decided to...
And John wasn't there, right?
Correct.
He's been trying for 2 days to start a rumor, a false rumor.
I know.
So.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no. Let's not go there. So we went out in Cleellum, met some fans of the show, a lot of Brandy fans.
Lots
of Brandy fans.
She's a big deal now.
Yes.
From her humble roots, helping us on the Dory Monson show. So
played pool and then, stayed at the cabin. We went tubing on or floating the Snoqualmie.
Did you wear a life jacket?
No, we did not, but it's relatively safe. They actually have people, I assume it's parks people, that stand in the water at the two most dangerous kind of spots. They have, I think it's parks people standing there and making people go to the side so they don't take the route that's dangerous.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
I was like, that's a pretty cool job, just standing in the water all day.
Sean, did you do your boxing class Saturday?
I did, yeah.
How was that?
It was good. It was a conditioning class, and it kicked my butt. It was the first time I'd really done anything sort of intensive workout-wise for a while, so...
Didn't I tell you before, when off the air last week, I said, because I have a heavy bag in my garage, and there are few better workouts, because you're dancing around, you're throwing punches. It's a great, great workout.
Yeah, I mean, I was dead by the end, and it was just me and two other people at this 9 a.m. class. So, yeah, I learned, just sort of some punching moves, and... kind of did that on the bags, and then I've seen commercials where you've got that giant rope that's sort of lassoed around a thing at the end of the room, and you just
you lift it up and down make waves with it.
So I got to do that, and that was kind of
that's
fun.
Exhausting too.
Very exhausting. Yeah. Whew. So I might drop in again. It was fun.
Oh, keep it up. Yeah. Get a class. Do it regular. It'd be great for you.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, regular would be maybe hitting up the 6 a.m. class. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that every day.
You should. You should. I'm telling you.
It was fun, though.
Might be your Christmas gift from me. All right. I got to tell you. So this weekend, my reality was so different from all of the horrible news. And I got caught up watching this. I record, I DVR every single newscast and every station. And that's not fun to sit and watch all these newscasts, but you have to if you have the kind of job that I do. My reality of this weekend was very different from all of the violence and all of the horrible news. So one of my great, great sponsors, Corey Myron, who owns R&R Foundation Specialist, he and Tammy, they took me and my wife, Wyman and his wife, three of their other friends, and we just went around Puget Sound on his boat for probably 3-4 hours. And then at the end of the 4 hours, we pulled up his four crab pots and got 27 beautiful Dungeness crabs. So then we pulled back into the slip at the Everett Marina. And we're all sitting. He's firing up the big burners for cooking the crab or steaming the crab, and all of a sudden, all of these other people who either have boats there, some of them live on their boats, they start coming over, and it was the nicest group, and it was very nice because a bunch of them listened to the show, and they're bringing their chairs and they're bringing their kids. And all of a sudden, we're sitting around this big community of people, You know, Wyman and I were kind of the interlopers. Wyman and his wife, me and my wife, we were kind of the interlopers. Because the other ones, they were telling me that last year during COVID, they were getting together on the dock, you know, many nights, several nights a week. And they would do progressive dinners. And they would sit by the salt water and breathe the sea air. And they had music playing. And it was just pure fun and joy. And then I met this one family that they live on their sailboat with their four kids. Kids, I believe, are age 6 through 14, almost 15. They homeschool the kids. And he asked me if I wanted to see the boat. And I went and I sat and I visited with them and their kids. And it's a very small space. For most of us, it would be just incredible to even think about six people in such a small space. The two older girls, they have a side-by-side bed with no ceiling room. And then the two younger kids have bunk beds. Then mom and dad have a little room. And that's it. It's a very simple life. And this was about the most joy-filled family you'll ever meet. The kids were so sweet to talk to. And they're about to go around the world on their sailboat. They're going to take their kids and travel, go to the Caribbean, go to Europe. And you know, they told me they were both wedding photographers, which I'm guessing you don't make a ton of dough doing it, but they figured out a way to homeschool their kids, get their kids away from the public schools that are just brainwashing so many of our kids with nonsense. And like I said, it was the most loving, joy-filled family, the Tasey family. And if you want to follow their travels, you can go to their website, littlehouseonthewater.com. And I think they'll update people on their travels as they are about to embark on this, you know, incredible travel trip. But what an education for kids to go and, instead of hearing about history, go and rock history. You know, go see those thousand-year-old cathedrals in Europe and all of that. I mean, it's just... But the point was, so I'm thinking about this, because I've often said that our oldest daughter's wedding was my image of heaven. It was all the people that I love, you know, family and friends, just everybody I love in my life. And they were all there, and we were eating great food, and we were singing and dancing and laughing. And that's what I hope heaven is like. And as I was sitting down on the dock on Saturday night, you know, one of my best friends in the world, Dave Wyman and his wife are next to me and my wife, but all these new friends. And same thing, music's playing, crab is cooking, and it's heaven. My point being that we seem to be isolating so much. That's what social media is designed to do to you and to your brain, and especially to your kids' brains. Social media is designed to isolate us, to divide us. And that's poison. It's absolute poison. And that's why you have so many bitter, lost souls on social media. People who are spending their life trying to destroy people who have maybe a richer, fuller, happier life than them. It is absolute poison. And my wife and I, we've been working really hard to, usually I like to kind of take weekends off and often just sit around. No more. We're filling up our social calendar. We're looking ahead to Fridays and Saturdays for weeks to come this summer because I got to get back to that. Last year was horrible for all of us. And, you know, people didn't feel comfortable coming over, inviting people over. And yet this doc community, they're sitting out having dinners, you know, every night in the last year during COVID. I saw a little bit of God in that Saturday night. Just like my daughter's wedding reception. Good food, good music, laughing. Everybody's just having a great time. And we got to get away from these forces that are destroying our kids' minds especially. But destroying a lot of adults' minds too. People are going insane. because of the isolation and because of the bitterness that is encouraged so you can get some hits, so you can get clicks. I challenge you in the summer, beautiful week ahead, the summer we have had, find God on these summer days. And then continue it the other 9 months of the year. All right. Let me, and again, thanks to Corey, Tammy, R&R, Insulation Specials. You know, I mentioned, my sponsors aren't just my sponsors. They're my friends. They're great people. That's why I love telling you about them. So it was just a very, very rewarding, great reminder. All right. Let's get into the fastest 15 here. What I have left of it. Okay. In Edmonds this weekend, there was a guy who, and race is relevant here. There was a black guy who was at a little restaurant bar. It looked like he was sitting on the sidewalk. He said he was on a date. And he says that a big white guy came up and started challenging him, saying that he hadn't bought a drink or paid for a drink or something. So the black guy, and again, I'm only saying black guy, white guy, because it is very relevant to this story. So the black guy, he starts recording it and then putting the little encounter on TikTok. Here's another example. I didn't even realize how well this tied into what I was just saying. You want to talk about the poison of social media. Wait until you hear what is to come in this story. Our news partners at Cairo 7 had the story this weekend. So here's the TikTok video he posted.
When you're black, you're never really lonely because there will always be a white person all up in your business.
Why are you worried about me?
I am.
Why are you worried about me?
Do you know because why I think that you're...
Okay, so that's the black guy saying, why are you worried about me? Do you know who I am? And what's the white guy who's responding to this?
Stress.
I'm not in distress. I'm uncomfortable because I'm trying to be in a predominantly white institution like this one, and white people keep coming up to me making me uncomfortable.
I'm literally just trying to have a drink
and have some lobster roll. Well, this is a black guy saying you need to mind the business that pays you and leave me alone before I call the police.
That's
so
all.
You can walk away and leave me alone and have a great day.
Saying, hey,
you can walk away. You can walk away and have a good day and leave me alone. Right
I
now,
I don't need. Drink?
No, you cannot. I don't want
no,
anything from
I
you.
Really
I want you to walk away.
Stand by. It's okay.
Okay, now we have no idea what the exchange was before they started recording. The black guy claims that the white guy accused him of not paying for a drink. So he posted on TikTok. Okay, so one of these poisoned souls on the internet takes this video and finds a picture of a guy named Dean Worthy. Dean, I don't even think he looks much like the white guy in the video. And he's not the white guy in the video. But Dean is a handyman. And he has a Dean's home repair business. And he'll come and do any little fix-up things. I talked to him briefly this morning. We're going to talk to him with you right after the bottom of the hour. But this poor guy, somebody takes that video and then takes a picture of Dean and puts it up and says, is this the guy? And all of a sudden, Dean gets on his computer over the weekend. He's got all these 5-star reviews for his home repair biz. And he gets on the computer and he's got like hundreds of 1-star reviews. And then they posted his business address, which also happens to be your home address if you're a handyman. And he starts getting death threats from all around the country because somebody put his picture next to a guy that one guy claims was harassing him because of race. And so now Dean's getting all the stuff, calling him a white supremacist, calling him all of this nonsense. And he told Cairo 7 about how he'd been misidentified and attacked this weekend.
Horrible messages about what a bad person I am and a racist.
And they talked about the messages he was getting.
People all threatening me, destroying my business with bad reviews.
I was like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
He spent a lifetime building a business, building a reputation. He's got great reviews. And all of a sudden, the internet decides to misidentify a guy in a video as him. And now he's working with Yelp to get this stuff taken down. Now, the black guy who posted the video, his name is Carlos Dillard, and he talked about identifying Dean Worthy, the wrong person.
That's when I saw another creator found a Yelp with a picture that looked very similar to the man that I had recorded the day before.
And I reposted that second creator's video, like, is this the guy? And then everyone's like, yeah, that's him, that's him.
So Carlos, the black guy in the video, he decides without knowing to connect somebody who's not in any part of the story. And he reposts it. Which I'll ask Dean if he's going to sue the guy, because I think he should. And he says this is much worse than identity theft.
It's like identity theft on steroids. It's worse than that because, you know, they're killing my business and threatening to kill me.
And Carlos Dillard, the black guy in the video, Cairo 7 told him that is not the guy that talked to you at the restaurant.
And that wasn't Dean. I was like, oh, gosh. That's not him.
Oh, just a little mistake, right, Carlos? Just an innocent little mistake, destroying a guy's business, destroying a guy's life. And, you know, Dean Worthy, he said, no, it was obviously not him.
I've had this for 35 years. 35.
He's pointing to his goatee there. And the guy in the restaurant who was talking to Carlos, he doesn't have a goatee. He's just got a mustache. I mean, they're both kind of, you know, chunky bald guys, but that's it.
I've had this for 35 years. 35 years hasn't changed. So it's not me.
And he's now very worried about this business he's spent a lifetime building up.
I may have to shut my business down if we can't fix this because I can't operate with that kind of stuff out there. No one's going to want me for work.
And as for Carlos, he said, oh, now people aren't understanding my message.
The real issue was I was unfairly treated at this restaurant. The internet got the wrong person, but we do need the internet to seek out people like this because I didn't get any justice and I wasn't going to get any justice. And it's unfortunate that it was the wrong person.
Oh, yeah, that's really unfortunate. I'm going to ask Dean. I think he should sue this guy for reposting that and whoever the original person was as well who misidentified him. And he says the message is getting lost. There was a white guy who was hateful to him. What kind of hate do you have, Carlos, that you'll put somebody's name and likeness out there without having any idea if it's true and trying to destroy a guy who's now getting death threats? Ooh, it's an evil, soulless place out there. And that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast. Dory's Fastest 15.
You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Okay, we'll check the news for you, and then I'm going to talk about the victim of the misidentification, Dean Worthy. He joins me next here on the Dory Monson Show. Something horrible has happened to a local businessman. There was a black man at an Edmonds restaurant. He recorded an encounter with a white guy who he said accused him of not paying for a drink. Black guy posted the video on social media. Somebody else grabbed it and said, is this the guy? And they posted the name of my guest, Dean. And Dean, can I say your last name here?
Sure. Yeah. No, go ahead.
Dean Worthy, Dean's Home Repair. He joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. And first of all, Dean, I'm just very sorry to hear what has happened to you. So let's walk through this. So how did you first discover that you were being linked to an incident that you had no part of?
Well, I woke up in the morning and I turned on the computer and I turned on my Yelp page to look for incoming messages for jobs. And I was looking at all of these reviews that were just horrible, horrible one-star reviews. And I was going through it going, wait a minute, what's going on here? Are these people from the East Coast, Midwest, and California and everywhere else? And something didn't click quite right. So I started researching that, and I realized this something is really, really wrong here. Then my phone started blowing up with hate messages, threat messages. We're coming for you, bro. We got your address off the internet. You know, you're done for. We're going to, you know, threaten to kill me.
Yeah.
And I was just about ready to go nuts. And then I started realizing this is obviously mistaken identity, and right. I'm going to have to pursue it from that angle.
I got to tell you, I don't even think you look that much like the white guy in the video at the Edmonds restaurant.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that tremendously. I really do. And I am a heavyset bald guy, and that guy's a heavyset bald guy. And it's not a real good close-up picture of that guy. But yeah, that's really kind of you to say. And, you know, when you look at look at these videos, sometimes if you just get a quick glance at it, it's easy for to stick that picture in your mind, and then you start thinking, well, God, maybe that is him. And that's what happened. Yeah. Because this guy, Carlos Dillard, who made the accusations, he was hit up by some people on TikTok, and they said, oh, yeah, that's him. So then somebody else went onto my Yelp page and pulled a picture off my Yelp page of me and inserted it into the video. And that's where they... Yeah, that was supposed to be making it valid.
Right.
Whoa. that was a real, real problem.
So having experienced this, how does it affect your view of first of all, let's start with of humanity, of the fact that somebody can see something on the internet, not verify it, and then say they want to kill you. And what does that do about your perspective of the human spirit?
It really makes me wonder how much the internet, you know, it makes me look at like the internet is a blessing and a curse at the same time.
Yeah.
It's been a blessing because all the work it's brought me for my business. But at the same time, you know, it's like one person says one thing and then it explodes. And the next thing you know, somebody drives by your house and sprays you with bullets.
Yeah.
And it's like, really? Is that what we've come to in our society where we don't question anything? If it's on the internet, it must be gospel, right? That's the biggest issue here, really.
So,
do we believe what we see?
Right. So what's the process here? Are you able to get Yelp and whoever else has been posting horrible things about you? Are you able to get them to pull all of them?
That is actually happening as we speak. My Yelp page is being monitored right now. It says that they are in review of my entire page. I spent hours and hours individually flagging and reporting each one of those false reviews that was on Yelp, sending them all in. And then now my Yelp page is being they're basically dismantling it and hopefully putting it back together without all the nasty stuff.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. So it doesn't sound like it's going to do permanent damage to your livelihood.
Hopefully not.
Okay.
Hopefully not. Yeah.
And then what about legal action against the guy who posted your picture erroneously?
Yes. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. Well, here's the thing. This is clearly an issue where I could pursue legal action against him. This is libel.
Sure.
And it's absolutely something that he could be prosecuted for and taken down. But you know something? I've done a lot of thinking about this. The internet is such that when you are a person who is prominent for posting things out there, he has the ability to do anything he wants. It's almost like a person in prison with the right connections can reach outside the prison walls and make stuff happen.
Right.
If I was to pursue this and sue this guy and destroy him, which, could do, if I did that, I would fully expect horrible retribution from his disciples. And don't want
but
that.
I understand what you're saying, and I know that is just reality. But is that the way we're supposed to live? You know, to be afraid of vigilantes on the internet?
Because
the reason I have so much sympathy for you is because I've been a victim of internet lynch mobs, and I know what this is all about. And I've thought long and hard about doing stuff like I'm suggesting to you, but I haven't done it either. So I have not pulled the trigger with legal action, but there have been a couple cases where I certainly could have.
Yes, sir. And that's exactly where my brain went with all of this. And I talked to my brothers about it, and they said, man, we're going to take him down. We're going to do this. We're going to shut him down. We're going to ruin him. We're going to sue him. And I said, take a breath, brothers. We got to think logically here. And an old retired judge told me something. They said, it used to be justice happened and people would pursue things for the people who did wrong and things worked out the way they wanted. That isn't the reality anymore. Now, it isn't a matter of what's right and what's wrong. It's a matter of survival.
Mm.
That's the new world we live in right now. And if you want to survive, you got to be smart and you got to make those choices to deal with the things that are happening around you and try to keep your head above water because our world's in trouble. Let's be honest. Our world's in trouble. Our city's in trouble. Things are not looking not looking real good, but we have to try our best every day to move forward in a positive light and try to do the things that are going to be the best for ourselves and our families.
Good for you, man.
And avoiding my house getting attacked and killed, you know, all that stuff. That's what I have to focus on.
I assume your business address that's listed is your home address?
Sure. Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
You're a home repair guy. And do you have your family at the house with you, too?
Well, at times, I'm actually a single guy, but you know, I have a girlfriend, and I have people that come and go and for my house,
sure.
So yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah, no, sure. You got to watch out for everybody. Okay, last thing, and this is the most important thing I'm going to ask you. A box in my yard, an irrigation that feeds all my sprinkler system, I noticed it was gurgling water this weekend. Would you be able to fix that for me? Would you?
I love that question.
I'm serious, Dave.
You know?
We called our irrigation people this morning, and they can't come until late August, and our yard and plants are going to die.
Okay, so here's what I've got for you. I actually do very minor repairs, but I have someone for you. And I've got their phone number, and I've got that.
Okay, tell you what, let's wrap up the interview here, and then I'll get that from you off the air, okay?
Okay.
This is Dean Worthy. He is the proprietor of Dean's Home Repair, and based on this conversation, you sound like a very good man, Dean. I'm very sorry that this mistaken identity has happened to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Okay, go check him out, Dean's Home Repair. If you have thoughts on all this, text me, 98973. That's 98973. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show. Okay, there is a video of the President of the United States, the figurehead President of the United States, Joe Biden. This morning, he was walking to Marine One, the helicopter that takes him to Air Force One. And some reporters were out there. They were shouting questions at him. And Joe just kind of spouted nonsense, but it sounds like he said something that's a little blue. Then, Nicole, are we positive? Because I don't want to push out one of those deep fake videos right after I talk to poor Dean there, who's the victim. This isn't like one of those where they dub in voices on NFL players and that sort of thing. It's not one of those, is it?
I don't think Joe. So. I don't know what he was trying to say. It definitely sounds like...
Like what we're about to play.
Believe it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think he was trying to be funny, maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know what came before it, so I don't know if this was, you know, somebody yelling something obnoxious to him.
You can hear the report. I mean, Joe gets confused by noise. He can't handle noise. You see that all the time. And so the reporters are shouting out a question at him, and here's Joe Biden's response. Okay. Did he say my butt's been wiped? Because that's sure. Is that what it sounded like to you, Nicole?
Absolutely. That's what it sounds like.
Can you imagine if this was Trump? They would be going 24/7 on CNN and MSNBC. But here, listen one more time, and then somebody slowed it down, too. My butt's been wiped. Okay, here it is. Somebody slowed down the audio.
My butt's been wiped. My butt's been wiped.
Wow. Who's minding the store? And then former president is Donald Trump. I don't know if you realize that. A lot of people have forgotten, but Donald Trump was the president of the United States for 4 years. And he this weekend sounded a lot more lucid than poor Joe. In fact, he talked about the vaccine and the economy since Biden took over.
Saying it was the worst 6 months in the history of the presidency. I don't know that that's true, but I would say it is. If you look at what's happened to the economy, how about the vaccine? I came up with the vaccine. They said it would take 3 to 5 years, gonna save the world. I recommend you take it, but I also believe in your freedoms 100%. But just so you understand, but it was a great achievement. It was a great achievement. But then, and we started, we're doing a million people a day. And then they said, we're going to put a pause on one of the vaccines. That, what that did, that set it back so badly. And so now they're saying what a wonderful job he did. They don't say it too much anymore. With respect to giving the vaccine, now it's turning out that they can't say that anymore. And what they've done is because they don't trust the president, people aren't doing it. And that's as simple as it can be. We did such an incredible job with COVID, with getting the gowns, the supplies, the ventilators, the masks, everything. And the press did nothing but kill us.
And in fact, a Gallup poll is out this afternoon. Joe Biden's approval rating just hit the lowest level of his presidency. An ABC poll this weekend shows that since May, Americans' trust in the future of this country has dropped 20% under Joe Biden. In June of this year, oil prices are up 44.5%. versus June of last year. Gas at the pump is up 45% under Joe as he keeps restricting America's energy independence. The price of automobiles is up 45%, used cars, which is all a lot of people can afford because inflation is tearing away at so many families. And then there's the question about just the lack of patriotism. I love this country. I hate the Olympics now. I have not seen one second for the first time in my life an Olympics is going off without me watching it. But, the USA basketball team is just a disgrace. There isn't any team that should be able to keep up with them, but they're just such a bunch of individuals and no team. And they've got the most woke guy in the world, Greg Popovich, who's a great, great coach. But go woke, get broke. Greg Popovich, he's lost it as the Olympic coach. You have gymnasts dropping to a knee and raising a fist in Black Lives Matter solidarity. You have biological men competing against women in the Olympics now. And Donald Trump, former president, talked about all that, too.
Ruins your mind. And ruins you as a person.
He's talking about being woke here, by the way.
Ruins your mind and ruins you as a person. You become warped. You become demented. The U.S. women's soccer team is a very good example of what's going on. Earlier this week, they unexpectedly lost to Sweden 3-0. And Americans were happy about it.
Yeah, you heard that crowd. I was. I don't care for them all dropping to a knee at the beginning of a match as they did last week. I don't care about the Olympics. And then there's Candace Owens, a black conservative woman who talked about the NFL.
America need a new national anthem. NFL will play Lift Every Voice and Sing before every football game this season. Does America need a new national anthem? What America needs is a new favorite pastime because it should no longer be football or any sport that endorses segregation. Might I suggest the UFC, which is exploding right now, and it's because they do not get involved in politics, they are not woke, and they do not bend the knee. Dana White, we've had him on the show. I'm a big fan of the UFC. I think it's the only real sport left. It is just such a sad, sad circumstance that we are in when you are quite literally claiming to be fighting racism while at the same time introducing segregation. There is not such thing as a black national anthem versus a white national anthem. That's exactly what my black ancestors fought to put an end to. It's just so sad to see Jim Crow slip into this country again under the guise of progressivism. So I say, no, we don't need a national anthem, but you do need a new sport. Do not watch it.
I love Candace Owens. Check the news for you. Then the Big Lead at 2 next.